John, obviously a big event here today at Shorter, this strike force. And what does this really mean for growers, producers across the state, especially here in this area?
Well, I hope it means to our state the opportunity for increased collaboration by all of us who are interested in seeing more production, more smaller producers getting in the business of growing fruits and vegetables.
Obviously, we're seeing more and more of that, and it's becoming an important part of the industry, isn't it?
It really is, and I think we've got great potential in that area in Alabama. Of course, this group is broader than that and looking at things like health care and community development and all of those sort of things, but I got a little more selfish interest.
Well, now, and we take a look at it. USDA has been trying to put a little more money into this area, and it seems like quite an effort, and so I know you're glad to see this money coming to Alabama.
Yeah, it's going to be helpful. You know, we've got a lot of issues. These smaller growers, for example, have just got to have irrigation, so there's a lot of issues that hopefully this collaboration is going to speed up at least the timeline on.
You know, that kind of brings up a whole other issue there, too. I guess we could almost talk about that all day long, but irrigation in the state of Alabama, period. I realize that's even kind of an ongoing effort, isn't it?
It is, and we're working, for example, at our agency to have some low-interest loans available, particularly targeting the smaller growers. So, you know, we can stretch those dollars a lot further with more folks by helping them. And as I said, it's just absolutely essential that they have irrigation on their crops.
But it's like anything else. The money can't always come from one spot. It takes cooperation, collaboration, as you said, to make this all work.
That's exactly right. And you know, we already have plenty of communication amongst ourselves at the state and federal level here in Alabama. But this is just another opportunity to have us working more closely together, which is what it's going to take in this day and time. We all know that the money's not going to keep pouring down from Washington, and it's certainly not going to come to the state level. So we're going to have to do more with less resources.
So for producers out there listening to this right now, they need to take advantage of this while it's here.
Absolutely. This is a good time if they've got interest to get a hold of some of these state and federal organizations, and let's see what we can do.